Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Vayishlach, we hear about the epic encounter between Yaakov and Esav. And after that encounter, Esav offered to accompany Yaakov to Eretz Canaan, but Yaakov declines. It's in Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yedalid, and Yaakov says, Ya'avor na Adoni lifnei avdo, please go ahead of me, my Lord, va'ani es nahala le'itiv, etc. I will lead my group more slowly than you. I will lead my group slowly. Why does the Torah care about this exchange? Esav said, join me. And Yaakov said, no. Why is that important at all? And more specifically, why is Yaakov's exact excuse, the wording of his excuse, why is that important enough in the Torah for the Torah to record it? And in general, what excuse is Yaakov telling Esav? Esav said, come and join me. And Yaakov said, I move too slowly for me. Why is that a response to Esav? Esav can just say, I'll walk slowly with you, or we'll meet up together. Why is this excuse in the Torah, and why is this excuse legitimate at all? This entire exchange between Yaakov and Esav is explained beautifully by Rav Yehoshua Weitzman Shlita. He is the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Ma'alot here in Israel. This is found in Rav Weitzman's Sefer on the Chumash called Lichyot Im Parshat HaShavua. Rav Weitzman says that the exchange here, like everything in the Torah, goes far beyond the specific psukim written here. The local conversation, so to speak, between Yaakov and Esav is telling us things that are far deeper than they seem. In this specific example, Yaakov, who becomes Yisrael, Yaakov talking with Esav, tells us about the historic interactions between Bnei Yisrael and the Esavs of history. More specifically, Rav Weitzman quotes the Zohar in Chelek Aleph on Parshas Vayishlach. It's on Daf Kuf Ayin Beis. And the Zohar there says that in our Parsha, in this episode, when Esav invited Yaakov to join together, what Esav was really saying was the following. Let us divide the entire world, you and me, Yaakov, said Esav. Let's divide the entire world and we will rule it together. And Yaakov says, Ya'avor na Adoni lifnei avdo, no. You, Esav, you go first. You rule first. You rule in this world, and va'ani esnahala le'iti, and I will rule this world later. I will rule it in the days to come, days that arrive slowly. Le'iti is the days that come slowly at the end of days. According to Rav Weitzman, this exchange reflects an integral difference between Yaakov and Esav. Esav says to Yaakov, join me. Esav says, there's only this world. Let's live together. Let's rule together. And let's do it now. There's no time to wait. Let's go quickly. And Yaakov says, no, thank you. You take this world. I'll take the next world. I know, says Yaakov, that it may take a while. I know that I may have to wait. I know that these days will come slowly, but that is okay. My nation can wait. We all believe in the 13 Ani Ma'amins. We don't know exactly who wrote the Ani Ma'amins, but they are, of course, based on the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204. And the 12th Ani Ma'amin that we say is that I believe every single day Mashiach will come. But we say something else based on the Rambam. V'yaf al pi sheyisma mea im kol zeh. Even though it may take a while, it's okay. I can wait. And that's what Yaakov said to Esav. You go on ahead and you conquer this world. You take the here, you take the now. As for me, says Yaakov, I am eager for a perfected world to be here already. I anticipate every day for the time to come for the whole world to recognize and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I can also wait. I know these things take time. As the Gemara in the Yerushalmi in Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Hey says, the Geula will come, kima, kima. It will come. It'll come step by step, slowly, slowly. In fact, there is an expression that is well known in Israel and has been made into a song, and the expression was coined by Rav Weitzman himself, if I'm not mistaken, based on this very idea. Am HaNetzach Lo Mefached Miderech Arukah. The eternal nation, B'nai Yisrael, the nation that will be around eternally. Our nation is not frightened by a long journey. It's not pleasant. It can be, God forbid, very painful. We want the galus to end, of course, but we're not about to trade Olam Haba for the here and the now that Esav is offering. You go ahead, Esav. We'll be back here waiting patiently, watching the gula unfold, kima kima, slowly, slowly. Have an amazing day, everyone.